for example, when we try to, okay, this is John in Thai, and then, but can there can be moments where I cannot recall John, but at that moment Vitaka, like, just touch the other things, not the conceptual. Sanya is there, but.
Chan is spoon.
Bowl cafe.
Chan. Chan cafe.
Bowl cafe. Don.
Chan cafe.
Ham. Crab.
No one will give you the apple. No matter how many times you call or ask for it.
When you mention Vitaka, in the case for Sanya, it depends on what Vitaka is touching and.
Yes, it's with all jitas, and how can you know whether there is vitaka now?
But in the case, because we were discussing about how to understand the situation when we cannot recall something, but Sanya is still there. So that Sanya is still there, but it just doesn't touch what should be recalled.
There must be sanya, and at moment when there is doubt, is there sanya? At moment that we cannot think about that which we would like to think about, is there sanya? So one can see that sanya arises with each citta, right? But vitakka, no matter what we call it, thinking or what or touching, it's a reality which arises after seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting immediately. Just follow the 10 jitas instantly, because it does not see, it does not hear, but it touches the object which is seen, receiving, having that object as its object, but not seeing it, but just touch it. That is vitakka with sampatichanna, and then vitakka with santirina, and vitakka and on until it's the moment of thinking. One can understand that it's not I, it's not seeing, it's not hearing, but it's thinking. And without sanya at all, can there be thinking of such object? So at that moment there's also sanya and vitakka.
What's going on that we can't remember something? What's not working?
Not remember, right? But sanya is there.
What is it there? What does it? Why can't we?
So later on, you know that.
About one thing and not the other.
So you know at what moment you do not remember by sanya.
Like now, what realities are there now? This is what we always talk about.
Now it's a worry. Vitakka chetasik.
Kukuccha. Kukuccha.
Vitakka and kukuccha is
different. Worry is not the vitakka. Vitakka just thinks. It thinks about this and that. It can be with attachment or aversion, without worry, like thinking about pleasant moment, pleasant things. And in details, it arises just after seeing. So the characteristic of vitakka is not just that we can know, like thinking. And vitakka plays a very important role, an important part, because it helps on touching. So the object which is touched is experienced by citta until it becomes the factor of the Eightfold Path because of it touched correctly with right understanding. For example, right now, they're seeing and talk about seeing a lot, but it's not time for vitakka to come closer to touch thinking. As not thinking, but of touching with understanding that this is that which sees. It sees at all. Sees, the see, very difficult. Because usually one is engaged on the object which is seen all the time, thinking about that and this. But it's only each citta arises and falls away in split seconds and performing different functions with different jetasikas.
So vitaka arises with almost every citta, every single citta except for seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. So kusala cheetahs, akusala cheetahs, vipaka cheetahs, kiriya cheetahs, but kukucha only arises with dosa. So kukucha only arises with unpleasant feeling, but vitaka can arise with pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, neutral feeling, almost every cheetah. And is the worry now, is it your worry, Tom's worry, or is it just a Dhamma?
Just a Dhamma.
Yeah. Easy to say. Not easy to know.
Yeah. So often it's like, it seems like it's my worry or my problem, but actually it's just another condition, Dhamma.
Just a condition which arises.
Come back to Tom's question and my question previous day. As there's a sanya, but we cannot remember what Achan said. So
as we know, the sanya arises with each citta. So it doesn't matter whether that citta can think or cannot think about anything, but sanya is there. So later on you know that at that time I cannot think, because sanya knows that moment as not being able to think about that you want to think about.
I want to think about this, not because of sanya.
Sanya arises with even at that very moment too.
Anatness, because it's not conditioned to arise.
It's by condition.
We want a certain object, yes. To a certain concept to be the object of thinking at that moment, but we can't make that happen because the only thing that can be object of thinking at that moment is what is conditioned to be object of thinking by conditions.
No, I hear the answer, but I don't understand it. I remember it, though. When we say, normally, we think we can think, we can try to think of a word, and the word appears. Except, of course, there's time. By conditions, it doesn't. But it seems that, of course, some illnesses, like Alzheimer's or things like that, where it's... more obvious that there's something broken, the citta is broken, or something.
What about names, for example? Often we can't remember a name. We don't think it's particularly significant or unusual or requires explanation. It's no different, I suppose, if it's just a common everyday object that we can't recollect the name of.
I'm curious, what is, we know sanya arises with every citta. I guess I'm still curious, what isn't working? Just thinking is functioning normally, or what?
We talk about just what we usually know about, like thinking and so forth, but when we're talking about realities that are much different from what we think. For example, the word vitaka, see, in Thai it means worry, but actually it's a reality which we can say that when there's thinking, there is vitaka, which thinks, but before that it also arises. Suddenly, the next moment follows the seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. So who can really understand the nature of vitakka? Because as much as we can understand its moon, it's the moment of thinking that vitakka touches different story or subjects. Like now, no matter what one is thinking about, this or that, it's only vitakka, not you at all. So at that moment of thinking that I cannot remember, vitakka is there and sanya is there. All dharmas are there, but the idea of self covers up all realities. It has only the idea that I cannot remember. But there are so many realities at that moment. Citta and different cetasikas. One is not enough. It arises and falls in split seconds. Conditioned idea. Different thoughts.
You asked about Alzheimer's. I'm just wondering if this is real speculation here, but if it's maybe vitakka touching wrong objects.
And it's conditioned by rupa, also,
I think
by the body.
I think we think of
in Alzheimer disease.
Don't know.
I think the point is that what I understand Ajahn to say is that we think a lot about different situations, like situation where the memory is bad, or Alzheimer's, or someone's in a coma, or all these different situations. But in reality, as we know, there are just citta-cetasikas and rupas. And there are conditions at each moment for different citta-cetasikas to arise, and vitakka is arising almost every moment, conditioned to mark whatever object is experienced at that moment. And sanya arises at every single moment, marking and remember whatever object is experienced at that moment. And so it just depends on accumulated tendencies and conditions as to what is marked. And conventionally we say, well, the memory isn't remembering what it's meant to be remembering, but actually from a Dharma point of view, sanya is arising at each moment, marking its object, and it's just our way of thinking that says this is the wrong object, this is the right object, or this situation we call sanya is just marking at each moment, and vitakka is leading to an object at almost every moment. So still just dharmas.
Now vitakka arises and falls away almost all the time, see? And we talk about it, and vitakka thinks, not I at all.
Why do we say that sanya marks and remembers? Why don't we just say it remembers? What is it?
Whatever you like. As long as you understand sanya is a reality, not you.
But it seems that there are different functions. Marking, what is marking? How is it different from remembering?
Without marking, can it remember?
But I've got some kind of simile in my head, like the sanya. When you've got these cameras, old cameras on this old tape, so each, how you call it, each stage,
but
each frame, you know, old tape. So sanya is just marking one frame, only one frame, one object, one frame. It needs light to go to the camera, it goes through this tape. And one frame, and you've got whole movie later. One object per a time it marks, but later the whole movie goes. And it's sanya, we say it remembers, because you see the
because
movie.
Because it's identified.
But it's just one moment, so we cannot say how it is. Yeah.
The marking and remembering, they're different, yes. Thank you.
So what is wrong sanya and right sanya?
Kusala and akusala.
Because even in Vibhanga Pali, when the analysis of khandhas, the first chapter starts, the Blessed One analyzes there is Rupa Khanda, Vedana Khanda, Sanya Khanda, Sankara Khanda, Vijnana Khanda, and for each of them he gives a few instances and aspects, for example, for each of the khanda. And when it comes to Sanya, it is that what is Sanya? This perception or Sanya that is past, future or present, that is internal or external, that is gross or subtle, that is inferior or superior, and what was that?
Near
on far. And then when it comes, what is distant Sanya and what is proximate Sanya and distant Sanya. So distant is that Sanya that, for example, comes with Kusala, and with Akusala is distant from Kusala, is Akusala. Akusala is distant from Akusala, or that Sanya that comes with pleasant feeling, or neither pleasant nor pleasant feeling, is distant from that which comes with a bad feeling, with the unpleasant feeling. He analyzes everything, so we can say different moments, for example, Kusala, different Sanya than Akusala, they are distant, but when there is Kusala Sanya, they are proximate, so different moments to learn that.
So in other words, whatever occasion, whatever situation we may be talking about is just Sanya of one kind or other, marking, remembering
Sanya
its object,
Khanda.
Just Khanda.
Yeah.
Just in each Sanya is different, never the same, rises and falls away, that's why it's Khanda, because it just rises and falls away, marks and remembers its object, and then another Sanya arises, and it's just the same whether we have good memory or bad memory or Alzheimer's or any other situation. It's just
that's
Sanya
also
performing
chitta,
the star.
Chitta that thinks. So we say chitta vipalasa and Sanya vipalasa, isn't it, Ajahn? Because Sanya itself cannot think. And chitta also there. And different manasikaras also.
How do you learn all this?
I just read it a few days ago.
4 years ago.
4 days ago.
4 days ago. Yeah.
But it's
Sanya is still marking.
Yeah.
Things about it.
But it's nice to see this different kind of classifications, like this, like that, this. Hetu dhamma, it's to be learned.
Now.
Of
a reality which appears.
Yes,
yeah.
yes, what I mean is a reminder and vitaka.
And it's good to appreciate that what is good and bad memory in a dhamma sense has nothing at all to do with what is good and bad memory in a conventional sense.
I would like to ask one question about tough dhammas, hard times, tough dhammas. I know where it's from Tibitaka, but I mean something like unpleasant mental contact or whatever, but I mean just a conventional situations, like sometimes it's a lot of mana, then regrets, tough moments. Yeah, but
there must be citta and different jetasikas. And what do you think that is tough is feeling or what?
Feeling,
dosa.
Yeah. And idea of a self
that's
mine. Mine. Yeah.
Very easy when it comes to citta, jetasika, rupa.
These moments are still citta cetasika rupa, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because then in such moments there is a lot of complaining on myself that I'm not like too good or something.
What are they?
Citta cetasika.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but it's really, it's just some kind of really confused moments, like
thinking and
Yeah, yeah, thinking all the time like a trap, diversion. You know. Yeah. But usually, yeah, no control.
Just dumbass. Yeah.
Happy, you
know. What are you going to say?
Excuse me?
Bhagavad
Gita.
Repeat it all the time. It's good for everyone to Bhagavad Upanishad Bhajya. It sound but Bhagavad Upanishad. What is not?
Everything is
one has to be sure, confirm, firm understanding.
Even different words, for example, it can be for this kind of tendency, and when I hear something different for that, like someone telling me some praise, you know, and I just start to feel with mana, and it's just different ideas appear than hearing other words.
They're gone.
And not self, just.
So is it the words, or thinking about the words?
Yeah, I said, I'm something like this.
And since you are very interested in Bhajya, what Bhajya are now?
Aramana Bhajya.
Aramana Bhajya,
Head Bhajya.
And what else?
Aramana Dipati Pachaya.
Yeah.
Chanda.
And
Vimamsa. Okay, joke. Yes. Sahajata Dipati Pachaya.
Anyamanya
and Sahajata Pachaya. Maga Pachaya. I think wrong.
Right, rather than wrong, because we are talking about the truth of realities.
Oh.
Yeah. But for vitaka, when it arises with akusala citta, it's wrong, because it will lead to wrong and wrong path.
Every condition.
Mm-hmm. Now this moment, so it's quite a reminder for us all. When we talk about anything, there should be understanding of that. Otherwise, it's only repeating and thinking. And is it possible, if there is no understanding of whatever is real, and talk about Bhajya, for example, sound. You say that sound is Bhagavad Upanishad Bhajya, but what is sound, see? Or when we talk about citta,
yeah,
we can say that it's sahajata pachya or sambhayuta pachya, anyamanya pachya. But if there is no understanding of citta yet, it's impossible to know how it is that such and such pachya. So first of all, instead of thinking about just the word, because the word helps the understanding of reality as not self, but when one says that it's not self, what is it that is not self? Mm-hmm. Or just that which sees, yeah, seeing, hearing right now. Everything must be right now to understand the teachings. It's so true. No one can condition anything. Anyone feel cold?
No.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
No, I just asked. in the sense of Dharma.
Yeah,
leading to Dharma understanding. But anything like is someone feel cold now?
Yes.
Without touching, can there be the feeling of cold or coldness?
No.
Can you see coldness?
No.
But it's touch. It can be just touch. That's why we don't have to find out whether that is snow or ice or whatever. But it's that which touch, which is unseen. This is the most important, because no one can see that reality which can be touched at all. It's only idea thinking about tangible object and things like that, but actually it's the moment of being touched and what appears. For example, hardness or coldness appear at that moment. It's a reality which is a reality that no one can condition at all. And it does not stay as long as we think, very, very short. If someone tries very hard to find out the object which is touched, it's not the understanding. Can we call it wind, soft or hard? But we don't need to call it at all, because the characteristic is more important than the name. Does it blow?
It seems to.
Now it's hot.
Lots of concept. Thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of sorry.
Maybe not to worry so much about the object, but it is possible to know that the object has risen and fallen away because of the experiencing of it.
Not at the very beginning at all.
No, theoretically, that's
because it doesn't say long.
Somehow we can understand, even on a very rough level, about how rapidly they fall away, because like immediately when we think about hardness and then already hear a sound and then think about something else and then feel the coldness. So when you consider that way, we can just understand a little bit about how fast these dharmas arise.
Cannot eradicate the idea of self until our reality appears to right understanding as it is, as not anything at all. What's the question? What is the answer for the question, what is seen?
Today he told me the sun. Yeah, sun is seen. Yeah, he told me.
You see?
Just now. Yeah.
Sound.
Sound is seen.
What is seen?
Okay, visible object.
Be truthful.
Oh, right. You're asking me what I'm saying.
Concept.
Either realities or concept. Apart from realities and concepts, there's nothing else apart from
that. What you think or what you know or what you understand or what you realize?
I have to think about.
Yeah. Without reminder, no one thinks about that which is seen at all. That's why in the scripture Buddha taught and taught about seeing and visible object all the times. From here to there, wherever he taught. As a reminder.
You like to talk about seeing an invisible object. Yes. Hold on. So the question is, what is seen now?
What is seen now? Reality.
What reality?
You.
You, Sara, this is Sara, a reality.
So one can see the difference between intellectual understanding and the development of understanding what one reads or studies.
But I see different colors, for example. I can see different colors.
Thinking, yeah.
Then it's thinking.
Yeah. So that which is seen is enough at moment of seeing a reality, only reality that can be seen, an element too.
It's very nice. And these houses.